2022 has been marked by a global energy crisis which has affected countries worldwide, including in the developing world. One school in Kenya is leading the charge for sustainability, building its own biofuel system to reduce reliance on the country's grid. As world leaders continue to meet in Egypt for COP27, Amini Riadha has been looking at some of the issues on the agenda for East African countries. Here's the final instalment of her three-part series from Nairobi.
Watering the plants in ERC, you see, because these are broken, we don't want them to die.
Dennis is one of the young farmers at Edmund Rice Catholic Education Centre, a primary and secondary school located at the foot of Mbulbul slum, 25 kilometres northwest of Nairobi.
In the evening, come and water them, and in the morning too. We enjoy it, because even we are learning new things here, and we are learning new vegetables and new things.
He's part of the Green Strong project in the school, which focuses on educating the children on self-sufficiency and sustainability. McKenna Monene is in charge of the initiative.
Our main goal is education and sustainability, where we teach them every activity, dairy, farming, crop production, and even sales and marketing, agriculture in general.
The school itself is also on track to becoming self-sufficient. A major construction project is underway to solely power the school using biogas from the school's own on-site dairy farm. The project is one of the first of its kind in Nairobi, according to the development officer, Marcelino Zosia Maonde.
It's going to harbour 20 lactating animals and 1,000 birds. The dome is very big, almost 100 meters cubed, so all the cow dung will be going down there, and also the chicken waste also will be taken there. Once it is in the dome, it will decompose, it will produce those gases, methane and stuff like that, and then there is an outlet, one pipe all the way to the kitchen, and another pipe will be here, so that the gas can be used to warm the water for milking.
Like Ireland, Kenya's energy costs have skyrocketed in recent months. And while the main aim of the project is power supply, the children will also have the chance to monetize any supplementary products like yogurt and cheese from the dairy farm. Henry Mayunzu is head teacher.
We depend on donor support for about 65% of our budget. Many of the students and pupils are not in a position to afford fees. So we are looking towards getting some independence and getting away from over-reliance on donors. So at one point we might not have the donor support coming. So and with or without the donor support, we should be able to continue supporting these children.
Meanwhile, every available piece of land around the school has been utilised to plant indigenous fruit and veg to help heal the soil and also turn over a profit. Here's McKenna again.
We've planted a black nightshade, you have leeks, you have skumawiki, you have spider plant and amaranthus. All these are indigenous vegetables in Kenya here. They are quite expensive, so when students sell them to their staff, they save some money, which helps them manage their farms. Maybe by buying fertilizers, buying more seeds to continue doing their farms.
We have learned how to plant and vegetables, how to transplant, how to water it, how to prune it. We learned many things.
Because so that you also know how to plant at home.
It will help us in our grown-up.
It helps you by selling the vegetables. You can sell the money, you can buy another seed.
Children there from Edmund Rice Catholic Education Centre, ending that report by Amini Riadha in Nairobi.